The Gemara says in Shabbos, Tonu Rabbanon, Mitzvah Hanukkah Ner Ishu Beisai, that the main takone of Chachomim was that each house, the father of the house, should light one candle each night. Then the Gemara says, Hamahadrin Ner Lekol Lechot, each one of the house lights one candle. Hamahadrin Min Hamahadrin, then the first night he lights one candle, then he adds one candle each night, till the eighth night is eight candles. That's how we do. So in the eighth night, each one of the family lights eight candles. So it comes out, sometimes it's dozens and dozens of candles. Says Tosfos, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you yourself want to light candles, not your family members, then you add one candle each night. But if every one of the family lights candles, and then in the eighth night it's going to be eight candles for each one, you'll never know it if it is because there is a lot of people or because it's the eighth night. So therefore, even if you are Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, you don't need to do that each one of the house should have eight candles. And that's how it paskened in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. Kama Neiris Madlik, how many candles do you have to light? Belayla Horishon Madlik Echod. Mikam ve'iloch, meisi ve'iloch, echad b'chol laylo, ad she'b'leil achen, iyish meino. Ve'afilu im rabim b'nei ha'bayis le'yadliku yeser. Because if there is a lot of b'nei bayis, and each one would light a lot of candles, it's going to be a balagan, and you wouldn't know what it's for. We don't do that. We, each one of the family members, the boys, light the first night one candle and second night two candles. So if there is eight people in the house, so the eighth night will be 64 candles. Even though Tosfos does not explain that way, even though in Shulchan Aruch they don't paskin like that, but we do that. Why? Because that's the Rambam. We just explained how the Tosfos is learning the halacha. Rambam is not learning like that. As we see in the Rambam, Hilchos Hanukkah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, V'hamahader yeser al ze, ve'eser mitzvah min ha'muvchor, madlik neir lekol echod b'layla rishon u'meisi ve'elech. Each one of the family members adds one candle every night. And that's how the Ramo is adding a Hagoa in the Shulchan Aruch, that we don't do like you say. The in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Beis, after the din of the Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Hagoa the Ramo the Yesh Emrim the Kol Echad Mibnei Habayis Yadlik V'Chein Aminik Poshut. So that's why we do it. We do like the Rambam explains the Gemara. And the Ramo says that that's our minhag. Actually, it's very strange. Usually, the Rambam was a Sephardi. Tosfos was Ashkenazi. The Rambam lived in Spain, in Morocco, and then in Egypt. Tosfos was in France. We, the Ashkenazim, usually are paskening like Tosfos. The Sephardim are paskening like the Rambam. Here we see something strange. The Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef, who is also a Sephardi, paskening like Tosfos, not like the Rambam. And that's how the Sephardim are nehek, that they are not adding for each one a candle. There are more paskens like the Rambam, which is a Sephardi. So the Taz in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph points out this point that we find here something strange. Bekan yesh chidush. There is a chidush in this halacha. Beminog shasfardim neagim ketesves, even though Tesves is Ashkenazi and they are doing like Tesves, which is der Shulchan Aruch. Vo Ashkenazim ki Rambam. Vezeli mutzino bishar mekemes. We don't find it usually. But that's how it is here. So we are made like the Rambam, that each one of the family members adds one candle every night. So what is for us important, this halacha? So we are speaking now about girls lighting. Girls are not lighting. They rely on their father in the house. Why? It says in Sefer HaMinogim, the last line, Habonim, the sons, matchilim lahad lekneres Chanukah, eiz hazman kedima bar mitzvah. Habonis, ein madlikes bifnei atzmon. Isha, ba'al metzio. It's enough that her husband or her father is lighting candles for her. Does it mean that the Hatakone was made only for boys and not for girls? No, that's not the case. Let's see what the Gemara says again. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Noshim Chayoves Bener Chanukah She'af Hein Hoyu Be'ise Hanes. So the din is for them just like for men. So why are they not lighting and they are lying on their father? So according to Tesis, everything is clear. Because Tesis says that even Amahadrim and Amahadrin, only the father lights candles and it's enough for everyone. So they are relying on their father, just like Tesis explained the Gemara, just like the Shulchan Aruch paskos. Even though the boys are mahadar to do each one additional candle, because it's for them as chus, so they want to do it in the best way, so they do it like the Rambam says. Just like the various Shabbos that we discussed last time, that this is a mitzvah that girls are mainly trying to have the schus of doing that. And not the boys. Just the same thing is by Chanukah. It's mainly for the boys, but not mainly for the girls. The chiyuv of Neres Chanukah and of Neres Shabbos is for the boys and the girls, the same thing. Meikir Adin. It is just that the girls want to have a schus of Neres Shabbos because it's part of Chane, Chale, Nide, and Adlokas Haneir, so they are doing it in the best way. The boys are relying on what the mother of the house lights for them. Same thing is by Chanukah, the opposite way. Each one of the boys wants to have his personal participation in the Pirsuma Denise, and the girls are relying on their father. And not only it's b'di'eved, according to Tesis, that's l'hatchila the minhag. So they are relying on that. They are relying on their father. So what does the Gemara say? That noshim chayovis b'nei Chanukah she'af hein hoyu be'isa anes. It's their obligation too. That's for a girl that rents a room where she lives. And it's her obligation to light a candle Chanukah, just like for boys. She can't say that it's not our mitzvah. The Gemara says that ladies are just like men. And in the Sefer HaMinhagim, he says, Habonis ein madlikes bitzmei atzmon. For themselves, they rely on their father. The lady, Isha, b'ilo mitzio. She is relying on the husband, but she has the obligation. So if she rents a room, she learns in school, and she rents a room, so it's her obligation to light candles. And if there's two girls in that they rent together a room, then we have the other Gemara that we have already discussed last time. The Gemara says of Gimel Amud Aleph, Omar Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi Chayiv Bnei Chanukah. Omar Rav Zeira, that when I was in school in Yeshiva, I gave a prut to participate to have a shutfes in the Nei Chanukah. I couldn't light for myself. I had to rely on the owner, but I need the participation, so I gave him a prutah to participate. The same thing would be here. If there is two girls that rent an apartment, or a few girls rent an apartment or a room, they have an obligation to light Hanukkah candles just like somebody else. They are not separate. They are not potter from the chiyuv of the mitzvahs of Neiros Hanukkah. So what does it mean that one girl has to give a few cents to the other girl every night? She should have a participation in that candle. Just like Rav Zeira said, that I gave prite, I gave a few pennies to the ushpize, to the owner of the house, that he should participate me in the candles. Actually, she doesn't have to give pennies every day. We already discussed then Shabbos and Hanukkah has the same dinim. So when the same thing is also by Shabbos, when the Bochrim, they have to have participation in the candles that the lady of the house is lighting. So he says he should give a pruto. In Simreish Samar Kimel Sif Tes, in the middle line, in the bold. Oy sheyakne le'bala bayis chelik b'ner shelib matone. One of the girls that lights the candle of Hanukkah has to give to the other candle a girl to pick it up and to zeche part of it. But they both have the obligation of lighting Hanukkah candles, and they don't have to give a prute. If she gives it to her to pick it up and to be zeche, so now it belongs to both of them, and one lighting the candles for both of them.
What do you mean, give it to her to pick up?
Because when I give it to you, it should become yours. When I pick it up for you, it mm-hmm. doesn't help. It has to be change of hands. So you have to pick it up. And then becomes part of it becomes yours.
But then it's not mine anymore. I gave it to her.
No, you gave her participation. Like the Alter Rebbe says, Shiatnali Bal Habais Chelek Beneir Shalib Matone. Part of it. Become yours. So now we are both owners. Then there is another way that Rav Zeira says, after I got married, my wife in my house lights the candle, because everyone has to light candles of Hanukkah. So she lights for me too. So I don't have to give any more, because in my house someone lights candles already. According to that, when two girls rent an apartment, why do they have to light candles? Let them tell their parents to get them part in the candles that they're lighting at home. And then it's already like I'm having a participation in the candles that is in my house, not in my dorm. Just like Rav Zeira says, Bosar de Nesive Itze Amine Hashtov Adelei Tzrichne Dekom Madlik Yorlai Begei Bisoy. It's not the same. because the Alter Rebbe explains this, the minhag that someone in my house lights candles for me, perhaps it helped. Why did it help? Because I'm the owner of the house. So when she lights candles, I'm part of it, belongs to me. Let's see what the Alter Rebbe says in Simen Reish Samach Gimel, the second line. Hoyrech mekayim b'mashe madlikin ner Shabbos bebeisoy misheloi. Abzera was the owner of the house, so that was enough. But if it's only a girl, she's not the owner of her own house. So when there is candles, it still doesn't belong to her. They'll have to get the candles to somebody that should pick it up and should be zeicher for her. But even this is not enough. When Reb Zeire relied on the candles in his house, he had candles, Hanukkah candles, where he was at. They lit the candles there. So then, it's enough if someone in his house lights candles for him, and he sees the candles here. But if he doesn't have the, let's say a girl is traveling and she's going to be on the train the whole night. So she'll tell her father, have me in mind and see that I should have a participation in the candles that you light Hanukkah at home. She should do so if she is traveling a whole night. But that's not enough. We see the din in Shulchan Aruch Tzimen Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Seif Gimel. Yesh oimrim she'af al gav she'madlikin nilov b'teich b'isay im hu b'mokim she'in Yisrael madlik b'broches. If he's in a place that there is no candles, he should light there with the brocha. Ki chayev liras aneres, v'chei neagin. So in any case, if there is two girls in a dorm, in an apartment that they rent, they have to light here candles. But one can light the candles, so she could give her to her to pick it up, to have participation in that, and then she has lighting. But she can't avoid it. What they light in the house is not enough, because where she is, she needs to see the lighting of the candles.
So what's the story with Zera?
What?
How does the story with Zera help? If he was away.
Rab Zera?
Yeah.
Because he, where he was, they light lit candles, Hanukkah.
Okay.
So he saw the candles, but it's not his. So in the beginning he had to give participation. But after, in his house, they are lighting candles from his own candles. So lighting for candles for him from his own money is already in the house. Here where he is, he sees lighting candles. So both together are enough. So therefore, if she is staying in a dorm, it's not enough what they light for her in the house. Yes, if there is no other choice, let's say she is starting on the train all night, so she will ask her parents to be mezake her part in the, so at least they should light for her. But she doesn't see the candles.
She has to see them being lit?
Yeah.
As someone is in the middle of lighting them? Or
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's enough if you see the lighting. The lighting.
Before it goes out.
Yeah.
Right, because I always thought I have to be home when my father lights the candles.
It's certainly better, but if you see the lighting in the candles, it's maybe also enough for what it says.
Just a quick question. We don't have to give money to our father to be.
No, but your father has to
have
some. So he has to give it to someone to pick it up for you. You should have the participation in that candles.
Mm.
That's the, yes.
You made an equivalence between many males want to light the menorah because they feel like that's their source, to girls wanting to light candles, it seems much more strict for Minerva because it's actually Mahadran, while many girls lighting candles is completely based on a heritage.
Yes.
So
usually they find the way out. And we'll discuss now what is their way out and what's the better way, the best way. First, we discuss the main takona. The Gemara says girls also have. And the Sefer HaMinogim says that they're relying on their father or their brothers, whatever. But if they are in a dome, it doesn't help because they have to see a light and they have to participate in the light. So the best thing is that one of the girls lights candles and she gives it to the other one to pick it up and she has a participation in that. That's the best way of according to the
law. Wouldn't be more Mahadran of everyone lit? Because at this point, they're not, like, in the family unit, then when it means they can rely on their father. But as an individual, why is their friend, like, it's not Mahadran for their friend to light for them?
If the girl lights one and the second night two, even Atesa says that you don't have to each one.
But we go by the Rambam.
We go by the Rambam, so the girls rely on that. Even without it, their Yetzer, with the main takone, issue basic. If they want to be Mahadar, so they're Mahading at all according to Tesis. It's only a Hidu, and they are not looking for special Hidu. So they're relying on their father. And that's what it says in Sefer Binogim, that that's the minhag, they should rely on that.
I once saw a letter from the Rebbe. I don't know if it was a letter, it was definitely from the Rebbe, and it was on Sefer Binogim, that why does this minhag exist? It said women, it's because Ishta Kagufa. So why daughters, why should they be potter, like more than a son? And I think Rebbe wrote, just they don't want to be different than their mother. So if their mother's not lighting, they don't want to light.
Could be. But at least they have to be Yoitza. They are not doing the Mahadrim, but the din that they have to be the Yitzah. So if they're in the house, there's no problem. The problem is when they stay in a dorm, then they can't rely on their father. Then they have to light candles. That's the Meikir Adin.
But this is only
Minhag
Chabad, right? Because Ashkenaz women do light candles.
Do they?
Some.
Could be.
Why wouldn't it? Right, it's Mahadran for everybody.
Yeah.
When I was in the dorm, we gave a pruta. Like, I lit the candles because I, like, do it at my house also. But then, like, the girls gave me a pruta. But I don't know if that's, like...
The girls gave a pruta if they are where you light the candles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why was Zira's wife lighting?
Because she was alone at home.
She was alone.
He got married. He continued learning in Yeshiva, in Kalem. And she stayed alone home. So she had to light candles.
You think he should light in his dorm and she would be like to him?
Yes.
Can she be
She could be Yetzer, but if he is lighting in his dorm and in the house, nobody is lighting,
they have to
light the candles in the house.
Yeah.
That's Me'ikir Adin. But let's be frank. Usually now, seminar girls, what they do, many places, they go to the principal's house. And he gives them latkes or something like this. And he lights candles for all of them. Why does it help? It helps because since he gives them latkes, so they are his guests. And when they are his guests, so they can rely on the candle lighting of the principal. Just like Shabbos, the boys, they never light candles for themselves. If they go to eat by someone, they are his guest. And they are lighting their candles. So they are relying on the candles of the lady of the house. So same thing here. They go to this principal, that he lights candles and he gives them something to eat, so they become his guests, and then they rely on him just like when they are home. But this is not so simple. It's a complicated way to rely on that. So we'll discuss today what's behind it. And then we'll see. The best way is just like we said before in the dorm, one girl should light, or in the dorm, could be in the dining room if there is a dining room in the school, in the seminar. So one girl could light the candles for everybody. That's the best way. But if they're relying on going to the principal, we'll discuss the details. It's not so simple. Let's go back to the Gemara. Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi, Chayev b'nei Chanukah. And that's why Zeire had to participate with the Pruta. What means Achsanoi? Says Rashi, Oireach, a guest. If a guest comes to my house, he also needs to. If it's been the girls of the house, then Zutnei Beise. Ishu Beise means it includes all the Bnei Beise. But if the girl is just a guest, so says the Gemara, says Rashi, that a guest also has to participate in the candle lighting. So she would also have to give a pruta. We don't do that. Because we don't do that on Shabbos too. In Shabbos we go to somebody's house, so the boys are not lighting candles. And the reason is, because yes, Rashi says Achsanoi is a guest, but the Magen Avraham brings from Rashal, Shegama po churim tzichim lishtate, ve'efshar de davke kshe'echel bifnei atzmei. אבל אם סומך על שולחן בן הבייס, הוא בכלל בני בייסי. ומדינה אינה צריך להדליק, אלא אם רצה בייס ממהדרים. בחיימו ובביצ'וסה בשם הרי אבוף. So the poskim say, if you are a guest, you don't have to. אך סנוי is not that you are a guest. סנוי means that you stay there and you have your own food. If you're staying in a dorm, in a renting apartment, each girl has her own food. One is not a guest by the second one. That's what we discussed till now, that each one has to have a participation in the Ner Chanukah. But if you are a guest, then it's good enough. That's how we rely, the boys rely on that on Shabbos. And that's why the seminar girls are relying on that on Chanukah when they go to their principal that he lights for them. Yes, he says so, but it's still not clear. Because even when he says that if you are somuch al shulchan banabayis b'chlal bnei beisei, somuch al shulchan banabayis means that you eat by them. Not now. You're samuch, you always eat by them. The same thing the Alter Rebbe says in Reish Samar Gimel, the line before the last. Aval imu samuch al shulchan banabayis nasik im nebeise. Samuch al shulchan banabayis means you stay by them and you eat by them. Not if you just come for a meal. But we are relying even on that, even if you come for one meal. Just like we see the boys for Shabbos. The boys for Shabbos, when they go to eat with someone, they don't light the candles. They rely on them, because they are oireach. So, that same thing, the girls are relying on when they are going to the principal, if she gives them something to eat, latkes or cookies or whatever, the coming guest, and then they're relying on his candle lighting.
What's the mitzvah of lighting of Hanukkah candles for a girl? We said it's to see candles?
If you are in a separate place, it's obligation for you to light candles. If you are, let's say, home by yourself, the father went away, you have to light candles. That's why Rab Zeira's wife, she was home at home, she has to light candles. If she is in a place that she sees the candles, then she needs participation. Then she gives a few pennies, or she picks it up to have participation in the candles. That's if she sees the candles. But here, when they rely on the guest, they just becoming like the family members of the principal, because they are guests. How do they become the guest? Because they ate a latke or a cookie. It's very strange to say that by eating a latke or a cookie, you're becoming some chasulchonli, you are their guest. But the girls are usually relying on that, because they don't want to go light candles for themselves. They never do. Only Shabbos they do. So therefore they rely. So they say, that's also enough. It's not simple. And the Shulchan Aruch, we have two Pirushim, the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Both say it does not help. Not because you're not a guest. Even if you would go to the principal's house and you light candles there, you would not be Yetzer. Because it's not your house. Issue base has to be your place.
So that's the difference between Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles.
Yes, Shabbos candles, it's because...
The meal.
Hanukkah, it says issue base. Because the house needs the Pirsum Anissa. It's more negia, not by girls, by girls at the seminar. It's more negia by chasana. Usually, if you have a chasana, Chanukah, so first they have the Kabbalah Sponim, and then they go to the chuppah, and then they go to the chasana. And where do they light candles? So they light in the hall. Says the Taz and the Magen Avraham, it doesn't help. It's not your house. You are here now to eat, to have a chasana, to have a meal, but that's not your house. Boys, a family is going to their parents for a meal on Hanukkah. So they want to light the candles at the parents' house. They say no. It's not your house. Let's see what they say. Let's see what the Magen Avraham says, and let's see what the Taz says. Magen Avraham is Simen Tov Reish Ein Zayin, see Fof. That you have to light the candles b'mokim she'oichel, haynu b'kvius, that you're always eating here, so it becomes your house. Aval mi she'oichel b'beis chavere b'ikroi, by temporary, you eat by a friend's house, tzoch lahadlik bebeisei, because this is not your house. The same thing says the Taz. Bozeh sheyechal kan shoy shtayim v'yoshev limkeimei, ein shum svor leimar sheyadlik shom v'lei bebeisei. That's not your house. So the problem in going to the principal's house and to become his guests, that when he gives you a cookie, even if he gives you a full meal, not the problem is that you are not a guest. You may be a guest, but that's not your house. You have to light the candles in your house. So they say it doesn't help when you go to a friend's house. It's very difficult to do that. Because let's say Bechasene, what would we do between the Kabbalah Sponim and the Chuppah, or between the Chuppah and the Suda? They should go, each one should go home, light candles, and then come back to the hall. Usually it's hard for people to do that. So they light candles where the Chasene is. Says the Magen Avraham and the Taz, it doesn't help, it's not your house.
Why wouldn't it help though? That's what they're eating.
They're eating now, but not always. So it's not you becoming your house when you eat one time. If you eat one time in a restaurant, it becomes your house. It's not your house. Mm-hmm. So says the Magen Avraham, The makim she'oichel. You have to light the candles where you eat. Hainu bikvius, when you always eat there. Avol misha echel bebeis chaver by koi, you're just one time eating by your friend. Tzoch ladlik bebeisei, you can't light the candles by your friend. Same thing says the Taz, that bezeh she'echel kan shoish taim v'yashvim kemei, you are here for a few hours and then you go back home, this doesn't become your house. Ain't shum svore, there is no sense, common sense to say that you should light candles and light not the basic, because it's not your house. So it's very difficult to do it the proper way if it is a chasene, or if you go to a friend for a meal and Hanukkah, or anything else, it has to be in your apartment where you stay, or in the dining room where you eat, usually. But it's hard, so the people are relying on the fact that when he gives me a cookie to eat, I become his guest, and when he gives me a cookie to eat, that becomes my house, which is very not common. The Magna Fomentas say it's not good, but it's difficult that each girl, each apartment should light candles for themselves, or they should all come together in the dining room and one should light candles for all. So they're lying on that, but it's not simple.
But what if their parents at home light for them, like a makne and the candle, and then they just see the one in the hall?
But I don't know. I don't know. But because when you see the hole, probably has to be also in your house. I don't know. Could be it would be enough. Because if they light for you in your house and you see somewhere else, could be.
Can the lighting in the hole even have a bracha if it's no one's house?
If you light in somebody's house, which is not your house, you cannot say a bracha. That's what the Tram and the Magen Avraham and Taz say. Unless someone says different, but usually the Shlachat Shanoch is relying usually on Magen Avraham and Taz, unless there is simple says, rare places that he proves not like what they say. So usually we rely on them, and they both say the same thing, that Beisei means where you live, not where you go to eat for a meal. For 2 hours. So to do it the proper way is difficult. Could be your way is correct, because you see here the candles and they're lighting for you. So they have to pick it up to be mezakeh you. But I don't know. Most of seminars, you should know better than me. Don't usually seminars go to the principal? No, so what do you do?
We live in the seminary.
He comes to?
To the seminary.
To the dining room?
That's what happened for us.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good if he eats there sometimes.
Oh.
If he eats there sometimes, then it could be considered as his. Not when it comes one time.
So he makes a bracha twice?
Is it okay?
No.
One in his house and one inside?
No.
By me?
And one in his house and one there is only for those that light candles in the shul. Candles in the shul is a separate minhag, and therefore, when you light in the shul, then you go home, you light again with the brocha. But if you decide that this is your place, so in the house, one of your sons could light,
yeah.
Or your wife.
Only my grandfather lived in the dining room, and my grandmother lived in their house.
Yes, that's proper. That's no. If he eats sometimes there is no problem.
Shluchim who lie outside, they don't say a bracha, right?
If shluchim say on the side the bracha, it's not being made. Yet they're not yetzer for the house. It's two separate tekonos. Just like when you light in the shul, you still have to light in the house. Same thing if you light in the street, you still have. It's like a shul. Therefore, some shluchim, when they light in the street, they dav mincha before. Like, it should become like a shul, and in the shul there is a takone. that you could light for the brocha.
But what's the point of lighting in the shul? Like, in general, I mean, obviously, I know for Chabad, we do it for
says that the minhag is different than in the house.
Mm-hmm.
In shul, we don't light the candles in the door.
Right.
You could light it by the corner, by the wall. In shul, we don't light the candles low, okay. Lower than 10. We light it high. And there's some other differences. In shul, you always light the candles. They should stay on the length from Mizrach to Ma'arev. Why is it all this? Because when we do in the shul, we want to remind ourselves of the candles in the Beis HaMikdash, which is not only to the minhag of Neri Shubeise, just like the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, all these three things are like in Beis HaMikdash. In Beis HaMikdash, it used to be on the wall when you come in and in the lamp, not like this. So therefore, we do that in the shul too. On the dorm side. On the dorm side of the shul, in the lamp. And it's higher. So therefore, it's a separate takone. It should be something to remind us of the candles itself, not only of the ness of the neres. But the principal goes to light candles in the dining room for all the girls, then it's his place, so he's Yetzer with that. He can't say a bracha then at home, only his wife or one of his sons.
So they only start lighting a menorah in shuls after the Chorban?
Yeah, much later. It's a takonah, much later it started. Yeah. They didn't do it right then.